Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski is remaining mum about whether he'll call for tax hikes to deal with the projected $81 million budget shortfall. But WIPR's John Lee reports that others in county government are making the case that now may be the time to do so.
Let's start with Baltimore County's income tax rate. Currently, it's at just over 2.8%. A report by the County Council's Spending Affordability Committee lays out the possibility of raising that to 3.2%, which is the highest allowed under state law. According to the report, that would bring in around $95 million a year and would cost a county household making $75,000 a year an additional $23 a month. County Council Chairman Tom Quirk, who also chairs that committee, says an income tax hike may be more palatable for county residents.
Because with an income tax increase, it doesn't affect, say, for example, seniors on fixed income like a property tax increase would.
Add to that the fact that the county's income tax rate has not been bumped up in 26 years and that it's lower than Baltimore City's and all surrounding counties with the exception of Anne Arundel. And one more thing, about a third of the state's 24 localities, including the city, Howard, Prince George's, and Montgomery, have the highest possible rate of 3.2%. As for property taxes, Towson University economist Darius Arani says you can make a pitch to raise them since about 50% of the county's budget goes to schools. Arani says a good school in your neighborhood likely increases the value of your home.
It's a fairly strong argument saying, hey, look, we're going to invest in our schools and that's going to indirectly invest in your property, which will then go up.
Meantime, another report, this one prepared by the County Executive's Fiscal Sustainability Commission, makes a point of noting that neither the personal property nor income tax rate has been raised in decades. Olszewski's mantra on taxes has been the same since last year's campaign, that everything is on the table.
But I've also said that taxes should be the last resort. We're taking a thorough, deliberate review of top-to-bottom practices in Baltimore County.
Arani says the county in the past was able to hold the line on tax rates because incomes and property values were rising.
We're reaching a point at which those increases will not be as fast as the increases in expenditures.
So how is all of this tax talk going down with the three Republicans on the seven-member county council? Well, David Marks, for one, who represents Towson and Perry Hall, says he does not want taxes to go up. Mark says what will drive the debate over that will be the cost of schools. And Mark says a key factor is whether Olszewski, who is a former delegate, is able to convince the state to grant his big ask, $100 million annually for school construction for the next 5 years.
If the county executive can use his relationship and increase the amount of money we get from the state to $100 million or more, that's going to help. Big time.
There's also a proposal in the legislature to allow the county to charge developers impact fees. But Quirk says that won't fix it. Neither would raising the property tax a penny or slashing the school budget.
This is something that would take a fundamental change unless the state of Maryland comes riding to the rescue.
The county will know whether that's going to happen by the time Olszewski presents his budget to the council in mid-April. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.